question that I have written on the board is, why are you here?
Good question.
I want you to think about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of reasons why people come to service.
Yeah.
Some people come to see family, mm-hmm. friends, people they haven't seen in a while. Some people come because there's good food served.
Yes.
Some people come just to get away from the cares of life. Uh-huh. It's a safe place where you can sit and rest from the cares of life.
Yes. Yeah.
So the question is, why are you here? I want you to think about that tonight. Yeah. I'd like to turn to Matthew, the 18th chapter. And I'm going to read verse 20. This is a very familiar text of scripture. I'm sure many of us could probably quote it. It says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them."
Yes,
Lord.
And as the Lord impressed this scripture upon our heart, He began to give us some thoughts to think about. One of which was, the promised years are 70, and if by reason of strength, 80.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
And so as I thought about that, I thought about how many times have I sat in service where I had opportunity, where there was an invitation given. Uh-huh. The scripture says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'm in the midst."
Yes.
That's a promise from God.
Yes.
That's something that I can count on, that if I have any kind of need, I can find it here.
That's right.
Because God said He'd be there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
When the first two people walked in the building, in His name, God's presence comes down.
Yes. Yeah.
Because He said, "I'm in the midst."
Yes.
Amen. That's what it said.
So I'm going to ask you to do some math tonight. If your age is not in the tens, round your age to the tens and subtract those 2 years that are given, 70 and 80. Now, I'm going to give you numbers that are easy to work with. If we attend service once a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and there are, I'm going to give you 2 weeks off in the year, so 50 services times two, that's 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I want you to subtract your age from the promised years and figure out how many more opportunities you have.
Wow.
This is the way the Lord gave it to us.
Uh-huh.
Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. How many opportunities have you squandered? When the Lord presents His word, there is a purpose to it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And another thing that He put in my mind in this picture that I got was God, when He came to the service, He was carrying care packages from all the people that would be there.
Yes.
And He set them on the altar.
Yes.
God bless you.
And when the service was over,
oh, wow,
there were care packages still there.
Yeah.
Lord help us.
Uh-huh. How many opportunities have we squandered?
Oh, Lord.
Is there a guarantee that we will even see 70 or 80?
No.
No.
Is there a guarantee that we're going to have opportunities Sunday in and Sunday out?
No.
Or will there be something that caused us not to be able to have service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, this is a promise. You can wait till you get home and you can deal with God in your closet, but this is a promise in the Bible that where two or three are, I'm in the midst.
Yeah.
And that's your opportunity to get what you need.
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's right. And Lord help us.
We come to service with a purpose.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where we are, if it's camp meeting, if it's our home congregation. The scripture said we're two or three.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pretty small number.
Uh-huh.
But God said, I'm going to obligate myself, if two or three are there, to be in the midst of them, to give them what they need for their soul.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
So what's our approach?
Oh, Lord.
Let's turn to Psalms 100. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. I believe that God, every time he comes bringing his best
yes.
to every service.
Yeah.
But sometimes, do we take service for granted?
Yeah.
Well, I'm used to going. There's a familiarity that begins to happen. But do you realize God is there?
Mercy, Lord.
He's sitting right down beside you, and he's whispering in your ear. Are you listening?
Amen.
Lord, help us.
He has the ability to sit down by each and every one of us and work with all of us at the same time.
Yes.
Amen.
What a mighty God.
Thank you, sir.
Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Yeah.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us.
Yeah.
And not we ourselves.
Right.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Yeah.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth for all generations.
Yeah.
We can count on every time we come to service that God is going to bring his truth.
Yes.
Yes.
He's not going to bring us some fairy tale. He's not going to bring us something that's just going to cut us long. He's going to bring his truth.
Yeah.
He wants us to get a hold of it. He knows exactly what each one of us needs, and he wants to work with us right in each and every service.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
So why does he take his care packages back? Was it inadequate?
No.
Did he bring a generic portion of grace?
No.
No.
A generic portion of patience, a generic portion of endurance, or did he bring his best?
He brought his best, brother. God bless you.
Did we pick it up or did we leave it?
No. Oh, Lord.
The brother preached last night about how the power of God is supposed to be working in us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we come get that last night?
Oh,
or do we not need more power? If we think about this in a little bit different way, we are going to be more responsible, more careful, and it's going to move us a little bit more to come get what we need from God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Have you done your math? How many you got left?
God bless you.
How many opportunities do you have left? If you're over 80, you're in overtime.
That's right.
Amen.
And if God has allowed you to live beyond 80, there might be something else that you need for that last mile of the road.
Yeah.
Will you get your care package?
Uh-huh.
Help us, Lord.
We don't know what we're going to deal with at the end of life. There have been many that have said, under the sound of the truth, and God has worked with and he has dealt with people, and then at the end of their life, something happened and they were not able to be here.
Mm. Lord, help us.
The battles that they were dealing with in their bodies affected their mind and their focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
And you know, many occasions, some of those people went out of here unprepared because they missed all their opportunities.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
help.
Do you know how your life is going to end?
No.
Do you know what kind of suffering that God is going to allow you to go through where you won't even be able to come to service?
Lord, help us. That's all right, brother.
When I ran track in high school, my events were field events. And so the coach would come over to me occasionally and ask me, do you want to run with the rest of the runners? They were training for their events. And most of the time I passed them up. One event we had where it was going to be a large state event. It was an invitational, and they had these really nice medals that they give out. And so there were enough schools that would attend that they could run both varsity level and JV level races. Well, there were some teammates of mine that he wanted them to get medals. And so he said, Aaron, I don't normally ask you to run races, because I did multiple field events. He said, but I want you to run a 400 to help these young guys get a medal.
God bless you.
And I figure, okay, I could run a 400 one time. Well, I ran that race. I was the anchor. They ran it was called a medley. It was a 100, 100, 200, 400. I was the 400. And so as they come around and we got a decent lead, and I get that baton and I take off running, I'm feeling pretty good. I made it through the 200. I had run the 200 race a few times. I made it through the 200. I'm like, okay. And I got through 300. And I'm coming down that last stretch. And I hit to where it was 10 meters left, and I could tell that I wasn't prepared.
Oh,
wow. Now you want to talk about hitting the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I was running with all I had, and it seemed like I couldn't hardly move. And you know what I remembered? All them times when the coach said, do you want to come run and train?
Right.
If I would have ran and trained, those last 10 meters would have been difficult.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you see it's like that with us spiritually?
That's right.
God comes along and he says, I got something for you. Would you like it?
Yes.
He already knows what the last 10 meters are going to look like in our lives.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, it does.
And we say, no, it's okay, Lord.
Oh, my.
I'm good.
Oh, Lord.
Do you really know what the last 10 meters are like?
No.
Help us, Lord.
What did the Savior have to do in the last 10 meters? He had to fall on his knees and pray three times to get the victory over his flesh.
Yeah.
It said his flesh recoiled at the cross.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
And he got the care package.
Yes.
And he was able to follow through, die on the cross so you and I can have care packages.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did. God bless you, brother. That's all right.
Praise the Lord.
When we think about this, it'll make us a little more thankful when we come to service. We do a real good job of entering his courts with praise and songs.
Mercy, Lord. Yes.
We do a real good job of that. Sometimes the songs are just beautiful. We just want to keep singing.
Yeah.
Let's just sing the whole service.
That's right.
So we do a good job of that.
Yeah.
But do we realize God is attending?
Yeah.
Right.
And his purpose is not just for us to sing songs to him. There'll be a place for that when we get to heaven.
Yeah.
But here, we got to get to heaven first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
So do we want to get the care packages that God has?
Help us, Lord.
That's all right.
We get the truth, don't we?
God bless you tonight.
Yes.
You know what Jesus said about the truth? John 17 and 17, Jesus, prayer to the Father, sanctify them.
Yes.
Through thy truth.
All right.
Thy word is truth.
Yes.
And so we get this good word from the Lord, and we get it pure, unadulterated. There's no hidden motive. None of the preachers have a hidden motive in their message. Their desire is only to give you what God gave them.
Amen. That's right.
And God's desire is to sanctify us through the word.
Yeah.
Do we get the sanctification?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's issues between people, even though they're saved and sanctified. Do you know God is in the business of sanctifying personalities so that people can get along?
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is. God bless you.
Isaiah 66, 23 says, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me. That's because he's here with us. He's here right now.
Yes.
Do you feel him talking to you? Do you hear?
Oh, Lord.
Or have we been to so many services that it just becomes a form?
Hmm.
Well, it's Sunday. I'm going to service. I want to use this analogy. All of us have a favorite restaurant. Mm-hmm. Do you only go to that restaurant once? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be your favorite if you only went once, right? You go there multiple times.
Yeah.
So you probably have a particular spot that you like to sit in. What if you went to the restaurant, you got your table, and you just sat there in the restaurant, and you never ordered any food? Just sat there for a while. It's my favorite restaurant.
Yes.
You sat there for a while, and then you got up and said, thank you for letting me sit here. You maybe sipped on a little water. And then you left.
Yes.
Never eating.
All right.
Psalms 34 and 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Yeah.
Do you know what happens when we leave our service without getting our care pack from the Lord? It's like going to the restaurant and never going to eat. I'm at my favorite restaurant and I never order food.
Mm-hmm.
What was the whole purpose of going to the restaurant for?
Mm-hmm.
It was to get your favorite dish that you like to eat.
Amen. Amen.
You don't make all that stuff at home sometimes. It's nice to go and have somebody make it for you.
Amen.
Especially if they do it just right.
Oh, yes.
You know God does it just right every service.
Yes.
He comes to visit us and he brings his best.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would the restaurant service staff think if you went to the restaurant, sat down, never ate, and got up and left? What do you think they would think? What were they here for?
Yeah.
Why didn't they order? Why didn't they get any food? Well, let's see. How does God think when we leave his service without the care pack?
Lord, help us. Amen.
What are we going to do about that? Do we really want to taste and see that the Lord is good?
Mm.
God has blessings for us that many of us have passed up. That he intended to give to us a long time ago.
Yes.
Lord help us.
Mm-hmm. But we sit in service sometimes and we hear the word and it cuts us pretty close. And we acknowledge it. But for some reason, it's more convenient for me to go home in my closet and pray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Is there anywhere in that scripture did God say, I'll meet you at home in the closet?
No.
No, it says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'm in the midst. You got a guarantee right then and there that God is going to meet you.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. God bless you.
Our response should be, we should be running.
Yeah.
I need something from God.
Yeah.
And God brought it through the word. It's no hiding from God.
Right.
He already knows it. Just come get it.
Yeah.
You know, you might help someone else along the way.
Oh, yes.
I remember as a young man watching some of the older saints, and they were seasoned, saved, and sanctified.
Yeah.
And they still came to the altar.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one in particular was going through a very difficult battle. And they came and he said, I need you saints to pray for me. I'm in a battle. And the saints came and prayed for them. And the Holy Ghost came down in such a presence. There was no preaching. And people started getting saved.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But sometimes we create a log jam.
Oh, Lord.
Because we don't move. No one else moves.
Mm-hmm.
The care packs are there.
Yeah.
How hard is it to come? Lord, I acknowledge you have touched me in my heart.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go kneel down and I'm going to pray and get that care pack. Yes. Do you know that sometimes there's other gifts with it?
Yes.
You come for one thing and then you realize he done blessed you in a couple other areas.
Isn't that wonderful?
Just because you acted on it right then and there.
Amen.
And not waited till you got home. Right. What usually happens when you wait till you get home? There is a distraction, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's right.
Phone call comes in, somebody else needs prayer. Oh, I'm gonna go pray for them.
Uh-huh.
That's good intentions.
True.
But it also is the enemy working because he knows that yes. God was working with you on a situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord, help us.
We have to be careful, saints.
Amen.
For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'm in the midst.
Yes.
That's my opportunity.
Yes.
It's wonderful to see people just come onto the altar and get your help.
Yeah.
You have unsaved loved ones you've been praying for?
Oh.
Lifting up prayer night in, night out.
Mm-hmm.
What if you came to the altar one Sunday and had agreement of prayer for your loved ones? Have you ever thought of that? What would God do in that situation?
Praise
you have humbled yourself in a public setting.
Yeah.
With an agreement of prayer. You already know God is here in the midst.
Yeah.
Someone else is there agreeing with you in prayer for them unsaved loved ones. I believe God will go to work on them.
Yes. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
It might be good to try.
Yes.
Another dear saint that I remember growing up got saved. And it seemed like every service, every week, message will come forth. And you know what that person did? They went to the altar. Got the help they need.
Praise the Lord.
That person's life was not easy.
Uh-huh.
They were dealing with some things.
Yeah.
And that's what it took for them to be able to hold on to God
yeah.
and to make it to heaven.
Amen. Yeah.
That person is dead and gone, and we know without a shadow of doubt where they are.
Yes.
But they did what it took so they could make it in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful, brother.
Amen.
Sometimes we get a little too caught up in our pride. Or
yes, we do.
I don't want to belabor the service. You know what? Sometimes it's good to belabor the service. Because
yeah.
if God is there, we don't want to hasten his departure, do we?
No.
We're right there in his presence. Mm-hmm. What could he do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
Yes.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
So if God is here and there's some issues going on and we can meet together at the altar and have agreement of prayer, I believe that it would do some things. Maybe your mind needs to be changed. Maybe their mind needs to be changed. Maybe both of your minds need to be changed.
Yes.
Amen.
And in nothing like agreement of prayer, put all that stuff down.
True.
For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst.
Yeah.
Are you curious about what the Lord has for you tonight? Are you curious in what he has brought with him to this service? Are you going to pick it up? Or are you going to leave and leave the care package there?
God help us.
None of us know the battles or the burdens and the things that are going to come our way tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
We live in an uncertain, you can't even project out years anymore.
Right.
Because things are changing so fast.
Yes. Yeah.
Problems come up. People get illnesses all of a sudden.
That's right.
All of these things are going to affect our opportunities.
Yes.
So what's your number? Do you have 100 opportunities left? Do you have 500 opportunities left? Do you have 10 opportunities left? None of us knows.
No.
We're all dependent on God. We pray to God, Lord, you know the way that I take. Give me what I need to be able to make it to heaven.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes along and he brings the care package. This is what they've been asking for. And he sets it down right there. And we walk away without ever picking it up. Mm-hmm. Revelations 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. You know, a lot of times that is a scripture used when you're preaching to sinners. But you know, it's to the saved also. God knocks at our hearts. He says, you know what? I got a little bit more power for you.
Praise God.
Because you've been praying about having more power in your life. And he said, I brought it.
Thank you.
It's sitting right there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Isn't that wonderful?
I got more love for you to show to all of the mankind, especially the ones you go to church with.
Yeah.
Lord help us.
You've been praying about this situation with somebody that we just can't seem to get along. God brought that care package too.
Yeah.
That's all right, brother. God bless you.
What are we going to do about this? This is a definite promise. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst.
Yes.
It's time for us to change the way we think about our opportunities.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
Because we don't have no guarantees on how many more we have. We don't even know what the number is.
Right.
I could be here today and tomorrow something happened to me physically and I'm up in a bed somewhere, not able to attend.
That's true.
Might get a job change because the company is moving from this state to another, and guess what? You gotta move if you want your job.
That's right.
Now where are you going now? You're no longer here in this place. So what do you do? Now I'm dependent upon meeting God in the closet. When here is a promise that I am in the midst.
Yes. Praise God.
Here, right now, is when we need to take care of these things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need to put in for what we need for God, from God. Because you know what? It's not just you that need something from God. There are people coming behind you that need something from God. And you know what they do? They watch what you do, and then they do that too.
Yes.
God bless you.
Lord bless.
I call them presents at the altar. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you buy Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. What if one Christmas you went to look for your present and there was none there? How would you feel? They forgot me.
Yeah, you feel left out, brother.
Where's my present? What if God did that to us?
Mm. Oh, Lord.
You know what? I brought presents for them every week. Mm-hmm. And they won't put in for it. Mm-hmm. So this time I'm not going to bring one for them. Mm-hmm. And then that Sunday, oh yes, I'm going to get my help. And we go down there and God said, I didn't bring you a present today. Mm-hmm. How would we feel? Mm-hmm. We got one shot at this.
That's right. Only one.
We got to get it right.
Yes.
And whatever it takes to make it all the way is what we got to do.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
And if I need something from the Lord, I know He's there at the time of the service because He promised to be.
Yes.
I'm going to go meet Him and get what I need.
Ooh.
And I don't care who's looking.
That's yeah. right.
That's the attitude we need to have.
Yes.
Yes.
That woman that needed a touch, she had an issue of blood all them years, and she saw that Jesus, and she saw all them people thronging around. She could have said, well, there's too many people around him. I'm not going to be able to reach him. But no, she pushed through. Do you realize that her physical condition, how much effort it took for her to get to him?
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Lord help me.
But she got to him and she did. She got her touch.
Yes.
All I had to do is touch the hem of his garden.
Yes.
All I have to do is come and humble myself at an altar prayer and I can get what I need.
Yeah.
That's right.
And she got what she needed.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
How many of those other people that were thronged around Jesus touching?
Yes.
How many of them got something?
Right.
You ever thought about that?
Oh, Lord.
Some of them probably didn't get nothing because their heart wasn't in the right place.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Their reason for being there with Jesus was not a pure reason.
Uh-huh.
But she had something she was looking for.
Yes.
And she had been looking for a long time.
Oh, yes.
You and I may be looking for something from God for a long time. And the care package is there.
Yes.
Will you come get it? Pray for me.
Amen.
God bless you.